few years ago, writer and chef Maureen Aboud quit her job in Chicago and moved to San Francisco to follow her passion and attend culinary school. She has a recent cookbook called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms and a blog by the same name, which she writes from her current home here in East Lansing. Her work's been published in the Huffington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and the Washington Post, just to name a few. She joins us now to share with us what she's been cooking during the holiday season. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mark.
Always nice to see Maureen, because she always brings creations like this here with us, with her. What are the holidays like at your house?
It's all about the food.
Yeah.
And the spirit, of course. But we do make a lot of sweets, and try to balance that out with some other healthful cuisine, which my specialty being Lebanese cuisine, that's not too hard to do because everything we make has a healthy spin on it. Some of the sweets, however, veer into the butter.
See, now I'm led to believe that baklava, if you're going to indulge in something really sweet, there are worse things to have than a piece of baklava, or am I wrong?
You are so right. You've got to
I'm
go
right.
for it.
I was right waiting for wrong. But.
And the Lebanese version, pronounced betlewa, is slightly different from the Greek baklava. But it is similar in that it is a phyllo dough and nut pastry laden with butter and aromatic syrup that's flavored with flower water, orange flower water in the Lebanese style.
And what in the way of nuts do you have in the betlewa?
Betlewa can be made with any kind of nut. Right here we have the traditional classic walnut filling.
Okay.
And I like to toast my walnuts in advance, so it gives it just more flavor. But cashews, pistachios, almonds, they're all delicious in betlewa.
And honey?
Honey is more classically Greek, but you can use the honey in the syrup. But the Lebanese make a simple syrup. It's water and sugar, a little bit of lemon juice, and then it's flavored with orange blossom water. And that gives this its distinct flavor. It's really delicious.
You've named your book, the title of your book includes orange blossoms.
Yes.
Is that a common scent or what do I want to say?
A common flavoring, absolutely.
Flavoring, sure.
Rose water and orange blossoms. I love the sound of that. Isn't it charming? I mean, I just love those flavorings. They're so aromatic and they're so classically Lebanese. And to use them, you have to be judicious. Use them sparingly. It's not the idea of getting a perfumey flavor, but just something aromatic that brings out the flavor of the other things that they're in.
We're talking with chef and writer Maureen Aboud about some of her favorite recipes here for the holiday season. I heard about your recipe for stuffed dates, and they sound pretty fantastic. How do you make those?
The almond stuffed dates with sea salt and lime zest. This is one of my favorite recipes in the book. I've made it for almost every demonstration I've done because everyone loves these, and they're so simple. You get the beautiful, big, tender medjool dates, which are in Meijer. You can get them everywhere. Nature's Delight is my favorite brand. And get them with the pits removed or remove the pit. It's very simple to do. They're soft. You just open them up and pull the pit out and put in two roasted salted almonds and close it back up. Now make sure that your guest knows that that's an almond and not a pit inside the date. And then saute them gently, a little bit of olive oil, just very briefly to warm them up. And this really just brings out that delicious caramel-like flavor. I think of dates as nature's caramel. And anyone who thinks they don't like dates will change their mind. Mm-hmm. After it's topped with a little bit of sea salt and lime zest, a very unique combination and really sophisticated, simple to serve. You can get the dates stuffed in advance, keep them in your fridge, and then when guests stop by, you're ready. And you have this really delicious treat to serve them with tea or a glass of wine.
They're as a wonderful little gift for everybody in our audience here at WKAR-TV, we have this recipe from Maureen's cookbook available for you to take home after the show. So we're talking with Maureen Aboud, chef and writer, about some of her favorite recipes here for the holiday season. You see cookies everywhere at the holiday. If you're lucky, you see cookies everywhere at the holiday season. Tell me about the Lebanese cookie. This is called a gribi?
Gribi cookie, which is a straightforward butter cookie, but it becomes something much more with the way that we make it, with the clarified butter, and it's whipped and just a flour, confectioner's sugar, very few ingredients, and it just melts in your mouth. And you bake it just until it's set. This is not a browned cookie in any way. And I like everything golden brown, but this particular cookie is just a pale white, very, very crumbly and delicious. This cookie, you top it with some powdered sugar, and it can take any flavoring. Orange blossom water, rose water, vanilla, nothing at all. You can almond. It's just a really versatile cookie. You could dip half of it into chocolate as well. That's a really wonderful, yeah. If you're a chocoholic like I am, you're going
to
want
it. Adding chocolate to just about anything works.
It does, right? Work.
Talk to us more about butter, though, too, because talk about a universal ingredient. You love butter. You write about your love for fresh butter on your blog, and you even have your own recipe for fresh cultured butter. Tell us what makes cultured butter special.
Butter is remarkably easy to make yourself. I was surprised to discover this. And I always knew that when you whip cream, if you go too far, it turns into curds, and then ultimately it turns into butter. Well, if you use excellent, exceptional cream, heavy cream from a local creamery ideally, and inject that or stir into it a little bit of cultured yogurt, or the Lebanese use Luban, this and let it sit for a day, this then gives that cream character. And it's called European butter because in Europe they don't treat their milk the way we do and basically remove all the flavor is what we do. So their milk sits out and it gains character, a little bit of tartness, a little bit of flavor. So once you do that, you then just whip the cream as though you're making whipped cream and keep going, and then you see the golden curds form in your mixer. And also it separates from the buttermilk. And this is wonderful too. So the buttermilk can be used for anything you would cook buttermilk with or just drink it. It's so delicious. But get that separated from the curds, and then you can put the butter on some parchment and roll it up and a little bit of sea salt in there again, and then slice it, and you have these beautiful rounds of fresh homemade butter. If you bake bread or buy good bread, this is heavenly. Hmm.
On your blog, you recommend using browned butter when making chocolate chip cookies. Tell us about that, and why do you recommend that?
Browned butter is basically butter has solids in it, and the solids, when you cook the butter, just heat it, the butter solids become browned and toasty, and it lends a kind of toffee-like flavor and scent to the butter. And in a chocolate chip cookie whose basis is really a toffee-like flavor, the browned butter goes a long way toward deliciousness. And it also is excellent over pasta, over steamed vegetables. And so, but when we make this betlewa, you want to get those solids out of the butter that's used in that. So we clarify the butter. Again, melting it at a low temperature. You see the solids separating from the butter fat. And then just pour the clarified butter off and you have the solids left. And you can use those to brown them or get rid of them. But then that clarified butter is key for other pastries.
I've been given permission to sample one item that you brought.
I was hoping you were going to sample something.
I'm a cookie fiend. Could I try one of the cookies?
Absolutely. This is the Lebanese bitlewa.
This is the bitlewa.
Fresh today, yes.
Oh, my.
1 minute, Mark. You hear the crisp. That means it was successful.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I recommend it. Well, we've been focusing on the sweet tooth. Tell us real quickly about the hummus that you make. I know you got your own recipe for hummus.
I'm glad we have time to mention the hummus because anytime you're eating all this other lusciousness, you want to have something healthy but equally delicious. Homemade hummus is a game changer for any kind of hummus that you can buy. And when you make your hummus with a peeled chickpea, with fresh garlic, with excellent olive oil and really good smooth tahini that isn't bitter, you have a whole different program with the hummus. It gets very, very smooth. The flavor is so much better once the skins are off the chickpeas. And I was so into this once I discovered how much better the hummus is once the skins are off the chickpeas that I went feverishly sourcing a pre-skinned chickpea because to get those skins off takes some doing. And so now I'm selling them at MaureenAboudMarket.com. Peeled chickpeas. Yeah, they're wonderful, and I highly recommend them. And I really recommend making that hummus at home. It's a delicious starter. You can make it and keep it in your fridge in an airtight container, and then, again, it's ready to go. But I don't put the olive oil in the mix with the hummus. I put it over top when I serve it, and it gets a nice, real generous with your special olive oil. That's what it's made for. Right over top. Serve it with vegetables, with pita chips, and it's really healthful and really flavorful.
Remind us of the website one more time, MaureenAboud.com.
MaureenAboud.com. And you can get the peeled chickpeas and many other wonderful Lebanese ingredients at MaureenAboudMarket.com.
We've been speaking with Michigan chef Maureen Aboud about some great Lebanese-inspired dishes to make during the holidays. Let's give Maureen a round of applause. Thank you for joining us.